Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
How'd you like to win a free glass of wine at Crook's Corner every day for a year? Or would you rather win $1,000 in cash? Well, the winner of the Crook's Corner book prize is going to get both of these prizes. And when the winner is announced on Monday, January 6th, it could be one of our Chapel Hill neighbors. Maybe you hadn't heard about the Crook's Prize, but it's new this year, and it's intended to honor an exceptional debut novel set in the South. The four finalists are Code of the Forest by John Buchan, A Land More Kind Than Home by Wiley Cash, The Enchanted Life of Adam Hope by Rhonda Riley, and Leaving Tuscaloosa by Chapel Hill's Walter Bennett. A popular Hillsborough author Jill McCorkle will make the final selection. Walter Bennett, our Chapel Hills contender, is a former lawyer, judge, and law teacher. To some, he's better known as the husband of North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences former director Betsy Bennett. And just to self-promote a little bit, he'll talk about his book on UNC-TV North Carolina Book Watch at noon on Sunday. Bennett sets his novel in Tuscaloosa, home of the University of Alabama. It is the 1960s, and the established segregated social order is about to be ripped apart. The two main characters are teenage boys who'd played together when they were younger, but as they grew older, they went to segregated schools, lost contact, even as they walked the same streets in their hometown. In the opening scene, the white boy, oddly named Rishbo, drives into the black section of town with a group of his schoolmates, throws an egg into the head of a pastor and community leader. The pastor is the mentor and substitute former for Rishbo's former friend, A.C. Waits. That pastor's panic and anger at this humiliating attack leads to his fatal heart attack, and that sets off 36 hours of turmoil in the community and in the lives of the main characters and their families, and the plot drives the two boys cascading towards a tragic reconnection. Well, that's pretty good stuff, really. But Bennett's book faces stiff competition from Buchan's novel about corruption and political power and friendships, and Cash's powerful story of a little boy whose life is torn apart by the actions of an egotistical snake-handling preacher, and Riley's fantastical love story. I'm going to be nice to all four of these folks, hoping that the ultimate winner, every now and then, will share with me a sip or two of that daily serving of wine that is a part of the Crook's Corner Prize. This is D.G. Martin.